Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Behind the Glass, our engineer today, a.k.a. Sam Tarley, AT Executive Producing. It is Dukes and Bell. We were talking about the NBA playoffs, what happened with LeBron and company last night, but I think you got to give credit where credit's due. But let's be clear. Hawks fans, as you're watching this version of Al Horford, he didn't do this for us. His points didn't increase like this in the playoffs traditionally. He was going to give you 13 and 6, Mike, and we'd come in and we'd go, man, I wish we got more from Al. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Al and this resurgence of, you know, him being and playing on a superstar level. Good for Al, but he didn't do this when he was with the Hawks.
Yeah, he's up about 6.5 points per game on his playoff performance this year than his average with the Hawks. He had not, in his articles, a number of articles written about how he had not performed well against the Cavs. Obviously, we got swept by the Cavs in the conference finals and the game where he got the boot. And like he has had a, not had a, and he wouldn't be the only player that has not had a lot of success against LeBron in the East. But hey, good for him. And I think Brad Stevens is going to his strengths. I don't know what happened here. We never really knew who the guy was taking the shot in the 60-win season, but it wasn't going to be Al.
No. And now he's the guy they're counting on. Joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, Boston Globe NBA columnist Gary Washburn, friend of the show. And Gary, it's good to have you back on. As we talk about Al, I just want to take a second because I brought this up today.
You're not bitter about this, are you?
Oh no, hey, brother! You know what the story is,
okay,
bro.
I don't see.
No,
I
Gary.
There's a tinge of bitterness about what's
no,
going
no, Gary. No, Gary.
Okay,
Gary.
I just want to make sure
you got like the three Al fans in town chirping today. Like Al's sister's on social media. Like, yeah, there you go. I'm like, yeah, for $27 million. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but let's talk about. As I said, I did this today on social media on my podcast. The credit needs to go to Danny Ainge, doesn't it? For building this team and having the depth to be in this position. For all that Al is doing, it's great. And for all that Brad Stevens has done. But really, Danny Ainge is the guy behind the scenes that has helped this team get to where they are.
Yeah, it's been he has had some shaky drafts over the last 10 years. You know, he has not scored all that well. I mean, they took, you know, the kid from Georgia State, R.J. Hunter. He's out of the NBA. A guy named Juwan Johnson in the first round. I mean, they have taken some picks that didn't work. But the last three that worked, or the last four, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum, all four have hit. And the last two, Brown, obviously who's from your neck of the woods, and Tatum have hit big time. And that's what's helped uplift this franchise is good drafts. And that's something that couldn't always be said.
Mm. What about the Kyrie Irving dynamic? I mean, how could this team compete with the winner in the West if Kyrie Irving's healthy on the court?
Yeah, I think they could. I mean, Irving's a great player, and we'll see what happens to this team next year. I just think this team is looking forward to any challenge game by game. I don't think they're looking forward to the finals. I don't think anyone thought that they could make the finals. They were just looking forward to every series. Okay, let's try to get past Milwaukee. Okay, this is what we need to do to beat Philadelphia. And then here comes Cleveland. Okay, this is the game plan we have to stick to beat Cleveland. I don't think they're looking that far ahead because they know that if they do, they'll stumble. But I do think, obviously, we'll see what happens with this team next year. You're talking about basically adding two all-stars to this team as it's currently constructed that's winning playoff games. So it should be a title contender next year. And if one of my coworkers told me if they make the finals this year, then the finals next year is going to be like a foregone conclusion. Like, that's the expectation
right.
for the next couple of years. Like, this team is setting a high bar for itself.
We had a chance to see Jaylen Brown at Wheeler High School here in the ATL. This kid has been unbelievable, hasn't he, this season?
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who, when he got to the NBA, he was known as just a kind of a freakish athlete who could get to the basket, he could dunk on you, you know, but he needs to work on his basketball skills. He needs to work on his skill set. He needs to work on his shooting. He needs to work on his ball handling. all of that has happened. He has become a good three-point shooter. He's become a good open court dribbler, which enables him to get to the basket and to dunk on opponents. He has just refined his game because, as you guys know, there's a lot of guys with these freakish athletic skills who get to the NBA and they just can't play. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just athletes, and the NBA is filled with athletes. And I think Jalen, his rookie year, learned, hey man, there's a bunch of guys like me who are athletic, who can run and jump. Like, I need to get better at basketball things so I can stay in this league and be an all potential all-star, and that's what he's done.
It is Dukes and Bell talking to Gary Washburn. Proof there are cool people in Boston. Boston Globe NBA columnist with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Gary, we mentioned this last week. I mean, Brad Stevens is well thought of, and I mean, unbelievable job he's done. How does he not get any votes from his peers and when the coaches decide on Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot. I think it's two things. I think, one, the coaches are a fraternity, right? Mm-hmm. And they all saw that Dwayne Casey, his job was probably on the line, and that he had been much maligned over the last 2 years. And the job, so they're like, let's do one for Dwayne. Okay, let's give him this kudos, but it didn't work. He got fired 48 hours. He got fired on his day off, right? So, you know, it didn't work. The whole coaches fraternity thing didn't work. So I think that some coaches thought that. Other coaches are probably, you know, a little bit annoyed with the accolades that Stevens has received, the Wonderkind, the, you know, the Doogie Howser coaching, all the above. And they probably thought, you know what, this guy's going to get enough. You know, let me vote for a coach who's been around the block, who's maybe taken a team who wasn't expected to make the playoffs, like a Utah or Indiana. And let me vote for Nick McMillan or Quinn Snyder. Or let me get a vote for Dwayne Casey because, you know, this is a guy who deserves it. You know, maybe they thought Brad has enough nice things. He doesn't need a Coach of the Year award.
Yeah, it is pathetic, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy does a hell of a job, and he should be, you know, rightfully credited for that. And that comes from your peers. I don't get it either, Gary. Gary Washburn joining us. What do you think about the Hawks hire as they made it official Friday? The press conference was today. Lloyd Pierce. Now, you cover the NBA all the time. What do you know about Lloyd Pierce?
Good young assistant, eager. It helps Philadelphia and their resurrection. I always thought Lloyd might be a year or two from getting an NBA job. I thought he was on the rise, and I thought he was on the radars of teams. But this was, I thought, a little bit earlier than I thought. But I think it's a good hire. He's energetic. You know, he's young. He's enthusiastic. I said, and he's done the reclamation project before and helping out in Philadelphia. And, you know, the Hawks, I mean, I know you guys down there are hard on those Hawks, but listen, with Taurean Prince, John Collins, and Schroeder, along with 3 first-round picks, and then if you guys can bring a free agent in there, that the Hawks will be back and be back pretty soon. And so I don't think the situation like a Sacramento or even a Philadelphia 4 or 5 years ago where it's going to be a lot of terrible basketball with a lot of terrible talent on the floor. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some entertaining basketball. The Hawks might not win a whole lot of games next year, but they're going to have a lot of good young talent. And that's what you want. You want to build from the ground up, and then you bring in a free agent or two, and then you really compete. So I think the Hawks, with them 3 first-round picks and now a good, young, energetic coach, are making the right moves.
It is our man Gary Washburn talking about the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA. We'll be talking Falcons. Falcon Report guys coming up at the top of the hour. Hey, Gary, did you buy LeBron's spin that in some cases he likes to let the other team win a game because it's a feel-out process to see what they're all about?
I do think it's a feel-out process, but you know, filling out, there's a difference in filling a game out and warming up and then losing by 25 points. I mean, I don't think he envisioned that. I mean, I do think, though, he's not concerned. He is Superman. He has pulled out series before when they go down 0-1. They got blown out at home in the opening game against the Indiana Pacers. Everybody thought, is this the end of the Cavs? And the Cavs ended up winning 7. So I don't think he's particularly super concerned, but I do think he understands that this team needs to make adjustments, and the Celtics aren't pushovers, and they are not Toronto. This is not a team that's going to fold or back down. And I think that, you know, maybe the Cavaliers have been spoiled over the last week or so playing the Raptors and getting some time off, reading the Clippings, feeling themselves a little bit about, yeah, they're ready to get back to the finals and maybe get a rematch with the Warriors, but not so fast.
What do you make about tonight's game 1 in the Western Conference Finals? Listen, everybody's talking about James Harden being the MVP. And I do think he is. But can he elevate the Rockets to beat the Golden State Warriors?
I think that this game is critical for Houston to win. They got to make a statement this series. This series is going to say a lot about the future of the Houston Rockets franchise. If they get, you know, lose the series in 4 or 5 games, okay, now if it goes to an epic 7-game series, then, you know, you can basically bring back the same crew, maybe make some adjustments and try to go for it again. But if you lose in 4 or 5 games and there's meltdowns by Paul and Harden, then you pretty much might have to blow this thing up, right? I mean, because they fell on their face. Because this is the series that the general manager, Daryl Morey, has been preparing for 4 or 5 years. You know, let me give me the guys to compete with the Warriors. He's been shooting for the Warriors for the last, you know, several years. He finally brought in Chris Paul. He brought in P.J. Tucker. You know, Eric Gordon a few years ago, they got shooters. They got Clint Capela, a legitimate big man. Harden's playing at an MVP level. But let's see what happens when they get hit in the mouth and they're challenged by a team that's just as good as they are. We'll see that in this series. So I think it's critical for the Rockets to win game one and to make a statement. If they lose game one, especially if they don't look good in doing so, it could be a very short series.
Gary, agree with you there, man. Can't wait to see what plays out and how this plays out in both of these series. Gary covers the league, guys. NBA columnist for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly during the NBA season. Good stuff. Appreciate your comments on our new coach. It's something we're talking about today, Gary. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.